Broadcasting live to the world now. It's Sheila Zelinski.
This is a very sinister Luciferian eugenics plan.
Sheila Zelinski.
These spineless weasels preach what people want to hear. They replace repentance with dreams of the good life. Dying daily, taking up your cross, suffering and sacrificing have been superseded with name it and claim it.
Sheila Zelinski.
Hi, everyone, and thank you very much for tuning into the Sheila Zelinski Show. Well, it is that time of year, December 2021. Can I ask you a personal favor? I need to ask you for your help. If ever there was a time when giving's needed and when people tend to give, this is the time. At this year-end giving time, my personal request to you is, please, if Sheila Zelinski Ministries has encouraged and blessed you this year, would you take just a minute to sow back into this ministry? You've heard me address you all as family, and this is how I see you. So from one family member to another, may I personally ask you to help me grow and expand and bless more than ever before in the amazing coming year. I'm calling it maskless and restored in 2022. 2022 is on the horizon. Thank you for your friendship and your generosity. And for folks listening on the podcast, if you jump over there to SheilaZelinski.com, there is a large pink donate button in the far right corner. Please go and check out the options. And I really want to encourage people to become a patron. As of this month, we're putting a lot of content on Patreon that is not otherwise going to be available to the general public. We really want to reward patrons. Support me on Patreon by becoming a patron today. Remember that we're listener supported and we appreciate your partnership now more than ever. So make sure you go check out the multiple options that are easy and convenient over there at SheilaZelinski.com. And I really encourage you today, become one of my patrons. We don't want to have to put everything behind a paywall, so please do make sure other people can be blessed by the show. Become one of my patrons today and unlock exclusive content. And I thank you very much for that. And lastly, make sure that you are subscribed to my e-newsletter. Go over there to SheilaZelinski.com and scroll down on the homepage and sign up for my e-newsletter. And you will stay in the loop on fantastic upcoming guests and amazing shows. I'm committed to bringing you cutting-edge guests, amazing shows for the remnant for the end time. Well, speaking of fantastic shows, I haven't had this guest on for a while, and I'm really excited to have him on. He's a fantastic friend of the program. He is amazing. Cuban apostolic evangelist Augusto Perez joins me right now. Augusto, welcome to the program. So good to have you back on.
Sheila, always good to be with you.
Well, listen, I'm anxious to get your take on where we are. There's so many reactor rods going off at the same time here. You've done some incredible shows. You've had some incredible prophetic dreams over the years. Tie this all in together for us. Where we are in the timeline, what's on the horizon. We're in an incredible time here, Augusto. So you jump into wherever you want to go and you throw it back to me when you're ready.
Well, yeah, I think we are entering a very tumultuous, turbulent time. I think we are really in the threshold of the end times, the end of the end times. We are, sometimes I wonder if we are already in the, very close to the opening of the sixth seal, and all the things that we are seeing, the birth pangs are getting shorter and are getting more intense. And there is a mad rush now to usher in the new world order. As you know, we had a reprieve, 4-year reprieve with President Donald Trump. And sometimes I have shared it on the radio, on our programs, that God's people did not take advantage of that time properly, as maybe we all should have. I include myself. I really tried to do whatever needed to be done. I had to catch up, and I think I have made some progress. But you know, I kept telling the people to get, you know, to get closer to God, because these times that we were approaching were going to try everyone, and they were going to test everyone. And I shared a lot of messages along those lines. The Lord gave me many messages along those lines that a test was coming, a big test for the whole world was coming. I had, remember, I had the vision where I was in a church, and I rose up and I told the people basically that, you know, I told them, get ready to be tested. And it was not me talking. It was the Lord talking. Get ready to be tested. After that experience, I had another experience where I saw a lot of people, multitudes of people being tested. We all were like in a big classroom, and I saw a lot of people taking like tests, what in the school we used to call the exams, final exams. And a lot of people were busy doing that. And I saw the professors walking back and forth, men, I saw men, which I believe really what they were angels of the Lord walking back and forth, checking. They were checking in on everyone. And then the Lord took me by the hand, and he showed me his love for all his people, that in spite of everything that his people are going through and we're going to be going through, he was with us. He was not going to leave us. He was not going to forsake us. And he showed us that all of these things were going to serve to make us stronger and to make us more and more like unto him, like unto Jesus Christ. And all of these tests that the enemy actually was the one bringing it, the Lord was allowing it for the sake of a test, to test us, to refine us. I kept warning the people that this was coming. Now, this was back a couple of years ago. And I think the biggest test hasn't come yet, Sheila. The biggest test hasn't arrived yet. Because after this, I saw what was coming. It was the Lord showed me it was going to be a very devastating new virus. It was not COVID. It was another one. And just recently, I was starting to see the fact that there is a new virus that is posing an existential threat to life as we know it on the planet. This came out on October of this year. It came out on World News Daily on October 10. This particular virus that now is now they have discovered, they basically were saying that this was, you know, very, very, very devastating. It's called the Nipah virus, which has a death rate of about 80%. And now recently there was another one also, which was just as deadly, that came out. So these are the things that they're experimenting with. I believe that these are things that they are trying to release on mankind. The Wuhan lab, there was a report by the National Institute of Health showed the researchers at the Wuhan lab in December 19 were manipulating genes from the highly lethal Nipah virus. Okay, and so they went on to talk about some of these things in the report. Anyway, this is coming. It is going to be much worse than this. The carnage that I saw was horrific. So I know that there are worse things coming to planet Earth. Many of these things are man-made, and many of these things are on purpose. They do want to bring down the population of the Earth to a manageable level, 500 million. And so they're trying to do it using various things. They have tried wars. They have tried viruses. And then this particular time, I think that they're really getting close to achieving their purpose, because this particular virus, the COVID virus, and this one is not the worst one that's coming, but this particular virus is a double-edged sword. By that, I mean that this particular virus has the ability to not only hurt people, but then it has the ability to cause problems to the fertilization in both the women and the men. The same with the vaccine. This vaccine is designed to make men infertile, or at least, you know, to decrease the fertility of a man. The same with a woman. And so the whole plan and agenda here is to reduce the population of the Earth to a number that they have ascertained it is to be 500 million. And so I don't know if they're going to get that. I do believe that there's a lot of whistleblowing taking place, a lot of people speaking out, a lot of doctors speaking out. They're at the top of their voices. And so they're not really being able to achieve the kill-off rate that they were hoping for. because not as many people were jabbed. And so the other thing that they're trying to do with this whole thing is they're trying to change the makeup of the human being, basically make human beings a little more transhuman. And they are using all kinds of chemicals, you know that, all these things that they're doing. So the whole purpose of this is basically reduce the population of the Earth, and then the ones that make it, the ones that survive it, because some will survive it, okay? Not everyone will die off. Some will survive it. They will become other human. They will become non-humans. They are designed to be able to receive transmission, which basically the alphabet agencies and DARPA and all those have been working closely with the government, you know, in this vaccination effort, because this is an attempt by them to control what human beings think, and if not control them, at least have input, be able to input into them things that they want them to think, and things that they don't want them to think, they are, you know, they want to remove them. I remember a few years ago they were talking about, you know, in the human brain, there's a certain part of the human brain that they could tell when people spoke in tongues, or where people became, they began to speak in tongues, they began to preach and things like that. There was a part of the brain that lit up. And so they were working on that, to how to control that, how to control that, because they scientists believed that this is what caused people to become extremists, okay? Whether they were Christians or Muslims or whatever. So they didn't want that. They didn't want that kind of fervency, that kind of passion in the people. So all of these things, they're working on all of these things to remove that from people, which is basically going to turn people into non-humans. So we are at that stage right now where we're going to see a lot of die-offs. A lot of people are going to pass away. I sent out the latest experience I had, which was a funeral. And I do remember that it was a funeral of a friend of mine, and there were some people there that I knew and some others I didn't know. And I had the feeling that this was going to be happening a lot. Then the scene changed. And anyway, I was in the spirit, in the heavenlies, and I saw a lot of people that I knew many years ago that had died. And they looked so young. They looked so young and so radiant. And anyway, that part of it was really, really beautiful. And it was very peaceful. And then I had this man that came out of nowhere. And this man seemed to know me very, very, very well. And I didn't know him. But when I looked at his eyes were like pools of love. Pools of love. And he came to me. He hugged me so tight. You know, one of those hugs that just, you know, so tight, you know. And then he looked at me in the eyes, and then he kissed me on both of sides of my neck, which is very unusual. But there was such love, such love in this man. And I believe it was our precious Lord. I believe it was our precious Lord that was there. I don't know what is in store for us this next several months, weeks and months, but I do believe that we are going to see some things, Sheila, some things we have never seen before. And there's going to be a lot of people that are going to pass away. A lot of people are going to pass away. And many of them are going to be people that took that jab, and others that the Lord calls home. And there's going to be a lot of people going home. A lot of other people that are not going to go home because they're not right with God. But they're going to meet their end as well. And so we are living in a very, very, very strange time because of that. Very troubling time. Very perilous time. And a lot of people are not ready, Sheila. They are not ready for this thing. They're not ready for what's coming. They're not ready for what is happening now. They are not where they need to be. They're not spiritually where they need to be. Some people are still playing with sin. They're still doing things that they should have taken care of. Like I said, the last 4 years, when God gave us a reprieve, they should have taken care of that. But no, they did not take care of that. They kept on like nothing. thinking that everything was going to keep on going like nothing, business as usual. And they had no idea that this was going to come to an end. And I still have hope. Do not misunderstand me. I still have hope. I still believe that something may happen next year. As a matter of fact, I shared recently on the radio program that, and I don't know why, the Lord brought it to my remembrance again, something that I experienced a few years ago. Yeah, this one, it was a warning dream in July 4th, 2019. And this particular vision of the night, it was a warning dream. I call it a vision of the night because it was a divine interruption by the Most High. When he comes into my dream and he basically speaks to me or shows me something that he wants me to see. So I call that a vision of the night, not a dream. I know what a dream is, and this is not a dream. This is a vision of the night. And then I keep on dreaming, but this part is a vision. So in this particular one experience, I was, for several weeks, I had been asking the Lord to reveal to me what he wanted me to know regarding some events that were getting ready happen in the future, so we could pray and prepare accordingly. Now, this, remember, this was on July 4th, Sheila, 2019, okay? July 4th, very significant, because it's Independence Day. So it was Independence Day of 2019. And then I saw a huge blackboard, and there were numbers there. There were two numbers I was shown. In this big blackboard, the first number that I saw was, I believe it was a date. And the second one, I'm not 100% sure, but it could have been a scripture, or maybe it was the same message in a, given to me in a different way, in a different fashion. I'll explain that in a minute. The number I saw, okay, first appear in the blackboard was the number 2.22, okay? 2.22. And so I knew that was a date. And the date I knew it was February 2022. February 2022. And then he didn't show me anything else. He didn't say what that was. They didn't tell me what that implied. I just saw it. And then that number disappeared. And then I saw another number appear, which was 22.2. 22.2. Now, like I said, this could be a play in, in numbers, which basically, the first one I knew was a date. The second one, it could be maybe the same thing as the first, but in reverse, basically showing me the year 2022 dot February. Could be. I'm not 100% certain. Now, I also believe it could be a date, the second one. 22.2 could be a scripture. And the scripture in Matthew was the one I saw. Matthew 22. Verse 2, the kingdom of heaven, it talks about the king, certain king who made a marriage for his son, and he sent forth his servants to call them that they were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. And again, he sent other servants saying, tell them who are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to the farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and treated them shamefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was angry, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers, burnt up the cities. And then he said to the servants, the wedding is ready, but they who were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore to the highways, and many as you can find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went into the highways and gathered together as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. So I'm going to stop there. I believe that that could be also a scripture that the Lord was pointing to. I also looked at Bible numerics about regarding number two. According to Bible numerics, number two symbolizes witness, a testimony, division, separation, reward, multiplication, second heaven, and death preceding resurrection. All those things. Now, number 22 is a double, it carries the meaning of a double 11. That number 11 has to do with disorganization, disintegration, expecting separation or division. So if you put all that together, I believe that according to Bible numerics, the day 222 has to do with bringing in the harvest, being a witness, the multiplication of souls, multiplication of gifts, healings, miracles, a move of his spirit. It also has something to do with what I was shown at the beginning of the year, namely a division, a disintegration of society, separation, death, and resurrection. So those that remember at the beginning of the year, what I saw was the beginning of 2019 was a word of the Lord that he gave me. And that word is the one that he showed me, a door. He showed me a door. And that door he showed me, let me share with you what it meant. He gave me like an acronym for each letter of the word door. And so he talks to me a lot like that, Sheila. The Lord sometimes talks to me like that. I don't know why, but he does to me. And so for the word D, a door, he gave me division, distress, despair. And then for the word O, of door, overcomers will overcome the obstacles and tests associated with their revival in this new season, or a move of God, basically. I don't like to use the word revival because it has a bad stigma, because the church have so abused it. So I don't like to use that word. I like to use the word, a better word is a move of his spirit. Then the second O, he told me, only by keeping your eyes on Jesus will you be able to make it through it. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken, so that which cannot be shaken remains. And then the R, the last letter of the word door, he gave me retribution, revenge, restitution, revolution, revelation, restoration, and revival will come in due season. So this is kind of a few of the things that the Almighty has given me in recent times. And like I said, I don't know what is going to happen in February of 2022, but something dramatic is going to happen. This is a date that definitely has been set aside in heaven. This is a date in God's calendar. And I don't know what that is, but you know, I'm going to keep my eyes very, very open this coming February, the whole month, because I do believe that there's going to be some things that are going to happen. Whether, I don't know whether they're personal, although I have a feeling it is much more than personal. This is going to affect a lot of people. This is going to affect people in this country, and it's going to affect people in other countries as well. But I do know that it is concerning this coming month of February. So I'm just asking the people to keep that in prayer. Keep a lot of these things in prayer, because we are now entering this new year, 2022. We are entering into a very special year. And based on the response of God's people, is going to determine really the kind of year that it will be. There is a possibility that the Lord may grant us grace this coming year. May grant us grace. If we pray and if we will come into alignment into his will. And, you know, I do believe in the power of prayer. But I also believe that there has to be a certain number of prayer. There has to be a certain number of prayer going up to heaven before action in heaven is taken. Okay? You can call it tipping the scales. You could call it the bowls of our prayers and worship when they are filled. All of these things, that there are many, many scriptural references to these things that I just shared. So this is one of those mysteries of the kingdom that I do not understand fully. I do know that sometimes there are certain things that are weighed. I believe the same thing goes for miracles. The same thing goes for breakthroughs. The same thing could be applied to prayers that we are praying and haven't been answered yet. There are things that are taking place, and when the cup is full, in other words, you have prayed enough, okay? Because prayer is accumulative, okay? Prayer is accumulative. Same thing with worship. Same thing with good deeds. They are accumulative, okay? Paying your tithes, giving offerings unto the Lord, these things are accumulative. Believe it or not, they are accumulative. And when you reach a certain point, which I only God knows, that these balls, they're turned over, and they're just, they come back upon us. They come back on you. I can use the example of Cornelius. Cornelius was a man that gave a lot of gifts and offerings to the synagogues, and it reached heaven. It reached heaven. And when it reached heaven, the Lord sent an angel to Peter to tell Peter to go to the house of Cornelius to preach the gospel to them. The same thing happens with miracles. People that have been asking for a miracle, but they're just believing and they're just praying, you know. But sometimes it takes more than that. Like I've told the people so many times, Sheila, we have to give the Holy Spirit something to work with. And sometimes prayers are not enough. It takes action. It takes action. Something, we have to do something. And so, you know, and those actions have to be based on faith. They're not just actions that we just do in the flesh. They have to be based on faith. So when we operate in that manner and we act in faith and we obey the Lord, especially when we do something out of obedience to His voice, and we move in faith and we do it and we continue to pray, that has a tremendous force in heaven. It has a tremendous force in heaven. I can't explain it, but I do know it works. I do know this is a spiritual law, and I know that this is how it functions. As I was meditating last night, Sheila, the Lord, He kept giving me. I was just in a very quiet mood. This happens to me at times. And as I was just meditating, the Lord started giving me little formulas. You know, I am an engineer. I worked in engineering for over 10 years. And all of a sudden, He gave me a formula, right, which is a physics formula, which I used a lot in my engineering, which was force equals mass times acceleration, right? It's something that very few people can wrap their brain around. I mean, okay, it's a formula, okay, but it's real. It works. Force equals mass times acceleration, okay? And the Lord started giving me some examples, spiritual examples. And He said, passion is love multiplied by force. Passion is love times force, or multiplied by force. And then He said, compassion is love multiplied by action, or love times action. And I mean, he gave me several of those little spiritual formulas. He said, influence equals force times contact divided by time. He was just blowing my mind away, telling me all of these things. And so, you know, He gave me another one. I mean, are you ready for this one? He said, activation is revelation times reception times application. Let me repeat that one, because
wow,
you know, everything happens by revelation. Everything. But listen to what he showed me. He says activation, and that is when someone is activated in something, okay, or something is activated, is revelation. You receive a revelation, and then that is multiplied times reception. How do you receive it? Do you receive it a little? Do you receive it a lot? How do you receive it? And then up times application. And that is going to do the activation that you're wanting. You want to hear another one? He gave me a whole bunch of them. I wrote them all down, which some people may think I'm crazy, but these are spiritual dynamic laws that in the spirit, that this is how it works. Really, think about it. He gave me another one. He said, success. Listen to this one. How many people out there want to be successful? Raise up your hands. Oh, I see a lot of hands. Listen to this. Success, he said, equals focus times effort times persistence. Think about it. You want to be successful? Success equals focus. You have to focus. You have to focus. And then that thing you have to focus on, you have to put effort into it. Effort. And then you have to multiply that times persistence. You have to have persistence. So those three things bring success, equals success. I mean, and he gave me a lot, and then he gave me another one, and then I'm going to turn it over to you, Sheila, for comment. And this whole thing started because he showed me force, an equation that I used back, you know, a physics equation. Force equals mass times acceleration, right? He said resistance equals mass or weight times determination or force. And so, you know, all of these things, basically, when you think about it, it makes a whole world of sense. We just don't think in those terms, you see. We don't think like that. But when you bring those things down to factors and to terms, like I've shared with you, think about it. It makes a whole world of sense. And it is exactly how these things work. Now we are living in a world where it's going to call for a lot of resistance. And so that resistance is going to equal the mass, which means when the Lord showed me mass, he was basically saying how many people are going to resist. Because the more people there are, the more mass there is, right? The more people, the more mass. The more people, the more weight, right? Times determination, okay? And so this becomes a force. This becomes a force in resistance. So all of these things make, make a whole world of sense. And then he shared me some truths, Sheila, that these are not formulas. These are just things he whispered into my heart. He says, he that resisteth truth resisteth him, for he is truth.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Think about
it. Wow, that's powerful.
He that resisteth truth resisteth him, because he is truth. Truth has a name. And then he started talking to me about how to resist the unresistible, how to reach the unreachable, how to comprehend the incomprehensible. These things cannot be done without him. These things cannot be done without him. So the sincerity of people's hearts is determined by their transparency. That's what he told me. When you go to God, he sees how sincere you are with him. He says the sincerity of people's heart is determined by their transparency. How transparent are you with the Lord or with anyone? That is how God looks at sincerity. And so there is a lot of things that he wants to show us. And I do believe that he's getting ready to give us things, gifts. He's getting promotions ready to give us to those that manage to make it through this, to those that graduate, are able to graduate, pass the tests. And some people have been tested so severely, but there was a purpose. This was not capricious on the Lord's part. The enemy meant it for evil, but the Lord used it for good. So praise God. I am just so thankful to God and to the Most High for his mercy, his grace, because really he loved us, Sheila. He loves us so much more than we can even begin to love him. He loves us so much more. And I don't think that we really have an understanding of that. Most people do not have an understanding of that. And if these people have their way with all of this junk that they're doing, they want to neutralize the people's ability, human beings' ability, to have a spiritual contact, relationship with his creator. This is what they want. They want to sever that. And they want to make people automatons. They want to make them just receivers of sensory, extrasensory information coming through the airwaves, not able to receive information coming from the spirit. They want to cut that off so that people become just a transhuman vessel that they can input information into, just like a computer, a device. It's really horrific. But this is what they're attempting to do, except that the plans are not working out as well as they thought. So the people are fighting back, and they're resisting with supplements, taking all kinds of things, taking D3 vitamins, and taking quercetin, and taking NAC, and taking vitamin C, and taking ivermectin. And those that have taken the jab, on top of doing that, I also believe you should do a season of fasting and praying. I ask the Lord to forgive you. Yep, you need to ask God to forgive you. And you need to come against those demonic spirits that they try to put inside of you, or they may have put inside of you. So you're going to have to do some fasting and praying. The Lord will cleanse you. The Lord will cleanse you from those ungodly spirits that are connected to this jab, and also all this junk that they put in there, this toxic cocktail to hurt you and destroy you. And so if you do those two things and you do not, I repeat, do not take any more, the Lord is going to heal you. But I mean, you may have to go through a tough season, okay? It's not going to be easy, but he will heal you. but you're going to have to do those things. Amen. Praise God.
Yes. I think one of the things right now, too, we need to be really doing a lot of warfare, not just prayer. Prayer is amazing and it's important, but we need to be doing warfare as well. And here's the deal, Augusto. I think we really have to be speaking a supernatural neutralization and cast those demons out that comes in through that absolute genetic experiment that it is with the nanotech and the entities and everything else that we're now discovering in it. But here's the honest to goodness truth, Augusto. As long as people out there, Christians in name, as long as their own personal interests and ambitions are front and center, you can't really be completely aligned or identified with God's interest. You know, life belongs to God, not us. And God is using us for his great personal perspective. But Augusto, when I stop telling God what I want, I think it's then that he can freely work his will through me without any hindrance.
Yes, because we want to do what we want to do. That, you know, that's our will. Okay, that's called flesh. So flesh always want to have things done its way. The flesh fights against the spirit. And so God, the Lord, has a way of doing things. Okay, you know, let's say you want to get to from point A to point B and then to point C. First of all of us, we may have had plans that we want to get to a certain place or do certain thing. Well, who told you that is God's will for you? Who told you that? Who told you that is what's going to make you happy? A lot of people think that certain things are going to make them happy, when in fact, they're not. And then when they get there, when they get to point C, D, or F, whatever it is that they're thinking that they're going to land eventually, when they get there, it doesn't have the satisfaction that they thought it had. And so there comes the, you know, the drop. There comes the disappointment. And then we are disappointed maybe many times at the Lord when the Lord never really told us to do that. That was not his plan to start with. And then, you know, we find ourselves doing the Israeli thing, you know, the Jewish thing, going around and around and around in the wilderness for 40 years. And never getting the message that the Lord wanted them to get, which was, trust me, I'm going to get you to the promised land, just trust me. If you trust me and you fight the enemy, you know, you're going to have to fight. And that's the other thing, Sheila, that we don't understand. People in America live in this kind of mysticism, right? Religious mysticism, that they think God is going to do everything for them. When in fact, that there is nothing further away from the truth. Never, you cannot find that never anywhere in the Word of God. The Word of God always speaks about doing what he shows us to do, doing something, okay? Action, remember those little formulas I gave you, action. There has to be action. There has to be some action. And then that action, when you focus it on something that the Lord has shown you, not something that you want to focus, but what he has told you to do, you focus on that, and then you apply force, you apply action to it, you're going to see a breakthrough. And then he's going to take us from glory to glory. But it has to be done like that. Just like the children of Israel. When we read in the Bible, the children of Israel, they experienced victory after victory. They conquered one enemy after the other. Why was that? Because they were following the word of the Lord. They were following his will. They were doing what he told them to do. And so when they did what he told them to do, he would fight for them, you see? And then he would fight for them. Sometimes they wouldn't even have to fight much. They would just have to show up and the Lord would, his angels would do the rest of the work. We have seen this, Sheila, in recent times. We saw this in the case of George Washington. George Washington, remember, he was whooped. The forces of George Washington were defeated. They had no food. They had no ammunition. They were tired. And the British, right, who they were fighting, they were very, very strong. They were well-fed. They were well-supplied. There was no chance, right? And yet, George Washington, and that night, remember, that fateful night, he went to prayer. He was very, very discouraged. He went to pray by himself. And in that prayer time, when he met with the Lord alone by himself, God must have told him something. He never said it. He never said what it was. God showed him something. When he came back, he told his generals, "We are attacking tonight." It was very cold. It was freezing. The men were hungry. The men were tired. The men were starving and drained with no ammunition. And they looked at him like he was crazy. Many of them did not want to obey him. They wanted to desert him. But a few said, "No, we have stuck with you, and we're going to continue with you to the end. We will do this." And they followed the command of George Washington, and they crossed the Delaware and attacked the enemy. And that night, the history shows that they did not have to fire one bullet. They went there. They took the British by surprise. They were drunk. They were not ready. They had been celebrating the night before, and they arrested them all. They took over. That was the turning point in the war. And we see this time after time throughout the Old Testament as well, which is when we decide to obey the Lord and do what he asks us to do, no more, no less, he will fight for us and he will guide us. Recently, Sheila, I was considering doing something, right? I was considering doing something. Something, you know, in the ministry. Something else. I was considering doing something else in the ministry because somebody had suggested it, right? So I was thinking about it, and I thought about it, and I was praying about it. And I remember when I was praying about it, I listened to the voice of the Spirit, and you know what he told me? And I know how he talks. This is how he talks to me, and this is what the Lord said to me. He said, "Sometimes more is less." He said, "More is less." I said, "I hear you. I hear you, Lord." And I ceased and desisted from trying to do that anymore. So when I hear the voice of the Lord tell me sometimes more is less, I knew what he meant. I knew what he meant. And so there are times when we have to pause and we just have to listen to him. And if he does not give us a green light, if it is not something that he laid on our heart and he's wanting us to pursue and do, we need to just, you know, lay it aside, lay it down, lay it down. Maybe it is only for a while. Maybe it is only until next season, or maybe it is for good. So whichever it is, we have to trust him. He knows best. Father knows best. And so this is what the scripture talks about walking in the Spirit and not in the flesh. This is exactly what the book of Romans talks about when it says we are in rest. We have now entered into our rest, and we have stopped our own labors. We have stopped from endeavoring in our own labors. So we have entered into the rest. And then he talks about how the children of Israel never entered into the rest. They never entered into the promised land because of their unbelief. Because of their unbelief. And they were in the flesh. They were in the unbelief. And they did not have the faith. So we many times make the same mistake. We commit the same sin that they did, because we have not entered into our rest. And sometimes we want to, you know, we in the flesh, we as human beings, we want to do this, we want to do that, and we think this is going to work. And some of those things may work. Some of those things may be okay. But what does the Spirit say? What does the Spirit say? And if the Spirit does not approve it, then it's going to turn out to be what he told me. Sometimes more is less. And, you know, that is exactly right. And so, you know, sometimes we try to do so much more and we get less results. We get less harvest. We get less back. And yet we are doing so much more. And sometimes we do less and we get more. Because it's all about that. It's all about planting the seed in the fertile ground, right? It's another story, another example, but, you know, it's okay. It's all good. A person may plant a seed in four different kinds of earths, but only one of those four is going to yield back fruit, and that's the fertile soil. The other three is just you wasted your seed. You wasted your seed. And when you say seed, when they say seed, it's not necessarily money. It could be money, but it's much more than money. It's energy. It's time. It's effort. It's everything. You invested into a seed that is not going to be productive. And so we have to consider all these things. And I have learned that lesson well, but that's me. You know, each person has to learn these lessons on their own. Because another thing that I have learned is that no one is going to learn by another man's experience. It's got to be personal. Praise God.
Exactly right. It's got to be a personal thing. Augusto, in the last part of the show, we've got about 5 minutes left. I'd love you to pray for the folks that are listening right now. I know a lot of people are going through some pretty tremendous storms. Just take it wherever you want as far as prayer, Augusto.
Sure. Father dear, we just thank you so much for allowing us to be in this program, Lord, with Sheila. Lord, we ask that you bless this program, bless this platform, bless this ministry. Lord, there has been a lot of work here through the years. And Father, we just ask that you will bless and multiply the fruit of her labor. And all those listeners, Father, that are there listening to this program and all the programs. Father, there are those there that have been struggling. They have been going through seasons of drought, seasons of pain, seasons of turmoil, seasons of sickness, seasons of loss. Some have lost their jobs. Some have lost their business. Some have lost a loved one. Some have lost their desire to live because of all the attacks of the enemy and all the continuous assaults on their lives and on their souls and on their bodies, the pounding. Father, I just ask that you would give them a fresh breath of air. Just infuse them with the power of the Holy Ghost. Just breathe on them, Holy Spirit, just like breathe upon them, breath of God, and just let them feel your spirit, even now as I am praying. Let them consider the words that were spoken here this day. I ask that you would place them in the palm of your hand so that they are not, Lord, hurt through all the things that are coming. And Father, let them know to stay there. Let them know to stay there on the palm of your hand, not to get off, not to try to get out of there, of that place of safety where you're going to place them. And Father, I just ask that you would surround them with your love, Lord. Surround them with your angelic host. Surround them, Lord, with your presence, Father. Speak to them, Lord. Let them be able to hear your voice, and let them, more importantly, obey your voice. Let them draw near to you, Father, as we draw near to the end of this year. Let them draw near to you. Let them consider your word. Let them consider, Lord, how much you have loved us. And let them understand the depth and the width and the height of your love for us. Oh, Father dear, cause your people to open their eyes, to stop looking at what other people say, to stop watching what the news mainstream media says, to stop watching what this one says, and to listen to your voice, to listen to you, oh, Holy One of Israel, because you are truth. You are truth. And when someone rejects truth, they are rejecting you. Because you are truth. Truth is a person. And Father, truth overpowers evil. Truth never fails, just like love never fails. Truth always triumphs over lies. And so cause your people to have a passion and a love of the truth. Cause them to have a passion and a love of the truth that they will become so sensitive to truth, spiritual truths, that when they hear it, their innermost being, their spirit man, will know it, and they will hearken unto it. When they hear revelation, they will be perceptive to the revelation, and they will be receptive to the revelation, and they will accept it, receive it, and then they will apply it, and they will be activated in their calling, because you have called each and every one of your people in these end times to do a specific thing, a specific task in a specific place. And Father, we pray for the people in Canada, the precious people there in Canada that are suffering the tyrannical boot of the oppressors. Cause there to be, Lord, a change. Cause there to be a resistance. Cause there to be, Lord, an awakening in the people. Just like we ask you to be that same awakening in Australia, New Zealand, in many parts of Europe, in America. Cause the people to come awakened to the truth so that they no more have a veil over their eyes. And when they become awakened to the truth, Father, let them act on it. Because when they act on that truth, it will become an unstoppable force and a resistance that no evil can stop. And the truth will make them free. The truth shall make them free. You out there? Believe the truth, receive the truth, and the truth will make you free. And he whom the Lord makes free is free indeed. Praise his name forever. Thank you, Father. We bless the people, and we bless Sheila, and we bless her program, Lord. Bless her mighty, Lord. May your comfort be with her and all those listeners that support her, and all you people out there. Support Sheila. This is fertile soil. She really does provide a lot of ministry to God's lambs out there. So do as the Lord lays on your heart, okay? And he will bless you. Praise God.
Praise God. Thank you. Amen for that. Very quickly, I guess to take 1 minute and give the people that are new where they can check out your shows and how they can tune into you.
Sure. Thank you, Sheila. It's The Appearance. That's THEAPPEARANCE, theappearance.com. That is our website. It's all there. Just follow the tabs. We have a tab that has the radio shows. You go there. It has all the radio shows that we do. Just follow the instructions, and it's all there. If you want to subscribe, click on the contact button, newsletter, and we will send you our newsletters, prophetic updates, etc.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Augusto. Thank you so much for coming back on the program, Augusto.
Thank you for having me, Sheila. Always a pleasure.
Folks, that was Augusto Perez, theappearance.com. The information is linked below. Go check out his handiwork and reach out to Augusto and let him know you heard him on the program. He took the time out of his busy schedule to bless my listeners. I'd really appreciate you. Reach out to him, let him know. And also, it's really important to share these programs as well, folks. We are on Facebook and Twitter at Real Sheila Z on both of those. All the shows get posted up there. And I really want to encourage you to go right now and subscribe to me on Telegram, the Sheila Zielinski Network. That is really going to be our central hub, is going to be the Sheila Zielinski Network on Telegram. Make sure that you are bookmarking SheilaZielinski.tv because that is going to be our one-stop shop in the next couple of months. There's not going to be any other platforms. Folks, we're going strictly over to the website, SheilaZielinski.tv. So make sure you're over there. Subscribe to me on Rumble. YouTube just flagged the last video, so it looks like they might be taking down our backup channel. So please, folks, it's really important. People have said, you disappeared off the internet. No, I was telling people for a year on YouTube they were going to take us down, folks. And people say, well, I don't know where she went. Well, listen, bookmark SheilaZielinski.tv. We're continuing to load content. It's something the listeners have asked for. It has been a lot of work to tag those, and we're still loading content. You have a search feature that so many of you have requested. And so we have worked tirelessly on this project since we started working on it in March. And of course, I'm doing a weekly show every Friday, The Sheila Zielinski Report. It's the news behind the headlines, prophecy, and the deeper things of God, and how it all ties in to discerning the times we're in. And I hope you really enjoy that. I'm looking for feedback. We ran a pilot last week. We've linked that show below. Go check it out and let us know what you think. And lastly, again, a reminder, please do support my work. We are 100% listener supported. You know what? Advertising can be really fickle, folks. And you know the kind of content that I have. I am asking for people to support this work. You know what? When you support this ministry, you become a part of what this ministry is doing. And that is really important in these last days. I hope I can depend on you for that. Thank you to all my partners and supporters out there. Thank you so much. God bless you. And finally, if you are listening on WWCR, if you are listening to this program on WWCR Worldwide Christian Radio, we need to revisit our airtime budget and we need to revisit where we're all going to be broadcasting. And we need to hear from you. If you're enjoying this broadcast on WWCR, we need to hear from you. Otherwise, I have to make a decision to cut that loose in the new year. So please, if you are enjoying Worldwide Christian Radio, you need to reach out to us ASAP. We don't want to cut it off the air, but we need to hear from you. So if you're listening on Worldwide Christian Radio, let us know, please. Thank you so much for tuning into the program. And don't forget, this Friday, be watching for the Sheila Zielinski Report. God bless you.